We choose to please God in all we do, with holiness in all conversation. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. 1 Peter 1:15. When the heart is purified and refined and made fit for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the tongue will be sanctified to the glory of God. You can surround your souls with an atmosphere that will be like breezes from the heavenly Eden. Open your heart to the Lord Jesus. Guard your tongue. Let not your tongue run at random in jesting and joking. These are signs that your heart needs to be cleansed from its defilement. Our words index the state of our heart, and whether men talk much or little, their words express the character of their thoughts. A man's character may be quite accurately estimated by the nature of his conversation. Sound, truthful words have the right ring in them. Educate yourself to carry a pleasant countenance and bring all the sweetness and melody possible into your voice. The voice and tongue are gifts from God, and if rightly used, they are a power for God. Words mean very much. They may express love, devotion, praise, melody to God, or hatred and revenge. Words reveal the sentiments of the heart. They may be a savor of life unto life or of death unto death. The tongue is a world of blessing or a world of iniquity. Some are seen to come forth from their daily communion with God, clothed with the meekness of Christ. Their words are not like a desolating hail, crushing everything before it. They come forth sweetly from their lips. They scatter seeds of love and kindness all along their path, and that all unconsciously, because Christ lives in their heart. Their influence is felt more than it is seen. Kind, tender, compassionate words will flow from sanctified hearts and lips.